Top of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast is Tuesday, July 25th, 2017. And an awful mess. I've touched on some problems today in conjunction with some of the points that have been made on this broadcast in recent broadcasts over the last couple of weeks in particular. And solutions. What is the solution? Again, really, it's rooted in the Bible. 2 Peter chapter 1 is a good example. As I said, to close out the first hour of today's broadcast, that sentiment expressed in Proverbs, do not move the ancient boundary. If we're going to repeat history, as Santayana put it, those who cannot remember the past are condemned to repeat it. We should remember the past. In Jeffersonian fashion, his bill for the more general diffusion of knowledge is a good application of that concept. Read the preamble, you'll understand what I mean. But Proverbs chapter 22, verse 28, and Proverbs 23:10 provide insight. Do not move the ancient boundary, a sentiment that's reiterated. Do not move the ancient boundary. Or go into the fields of the fatherless, for their Redeemer is strong. He will plead their case against you. So do not move the ancient boundary. There are some things, some lines we shouldn't cross. And I've spoken to a number of people. I've said it on this broadcast before. Spoken to a number of people about the idea that the World War II generation, as beguiled as even they were, because they were, every generation is beguiled to some degree. But as beguiled as they were or misled on certain things, World War II, for example, perhaps the biggest beguilement of that generation, if not the FDR era, but they were all very young at that time, still very impressionable, I would say, and believed in their country. But that generation was a bulwark to the society, still is to a degree. And I don't know if you've noticed, but I've certainly noticed over the years as we've been losing that generation, particularly over about the last 10 or 15 years, there is a commensurate slide. Because it seems with succeeding generations, there is no line we will not cross. We need to return to that kind of sensibility. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. Do you see the problem? Do you believe that the solution is what I'm advocating? I think it's just right there in 2 Peter chapter 1. It's that simple. It's not difficult. It's a return to sensibility. It's virtue, morality, and religion, the great pillars of society, of government and social life, as Patrick Henry put it. And remember, one of the points that cannot be expressed enough is the notion that freedom once lost is lost forever. That was a sentiment expressed by the founders, and John Adams in particular was one of the voices that expressed that concern. Freedom once lost is lost forever. That was a sentiment that was echoed from history. Speaking of remembering history, this was a sentiment the founders echoed from history. I think it was one of the Greek philosophers that kind of expressed that sentiment originally. Anyway, kind of ironic, not remembering exactly who, but it was a sentiment expressed from history, from antiquity, you might say, that folks like John Adams reiterated, freedom once lost is lost forever. So we need to return to sensibility. I mentioned Tina Kunishige. She's one of those folks who I think is kind of a model citizen, you might say, of society. She is the kind of person I would say we should all emulate. If you're in the North Idaho area, perhaps you've met Tina and her husband, Chris. They're great people. From her bio on Facebook, you can read, anyone can read that she is married to her high school sweetheart, Chris. They've been married for over a quarter of a century, and they're still pretty young by most accounts. And on her about page on Facebook, you can see he says, I love Jesus above all and will follow him and his teachings no matter the cost. The cost has become quite high because they hated him first, but I count it all blessing, which is of course an echo of biblical sentiment. But she writes, Chris and I enjoy reading and studying scripture and strengthening our relationship with Christ. I'm so blessed to have such a wonderful husband. We have three children, Great Danes. She homeschools. They moved out to North Idaho, started and operated four small businesses. He has a federal firearms license now, class 3 firearms dealer manufacturer. Keeps her really busy. And again, like I said, she sponsors workshops and seminars and things, whatever they might be called, to raise public awareness. She ran for sheriff. She has a little yellow Mustang, a late model Mustang that she had Tina for sheriff on the side of, and it was very recognizable. Anyway, we need more people like Tina Kunishige and her husband Chris. You can see just by reading her bio, it's oriented properly. It's the right, the proper perspective, the right orientation to God, to her husband and family, and that's the order of things, to society. If we would raise our children in this fashion, precisely, really, as her bio points out, imagine what kind of a society we would have. And again, she was the person that I mentioned commented on Washington's new DUIE law. The clip that we played in the second to the last segment of the first hour of today's broadcast, the clip from KHQ, you can find that on Republic Broadcasting's Facebook page and the Road Warrior Radio Facebook page. And again, so this person, I read her bio, Tina's comments, Tina Kunishige's comments to the new DUIE law are really, so if you run your fingers through your hair, like to get your long hair out of your face, is that considered grooming? This is ridiculous. I agree that people on their cell phone surfing the web, emailing or texting is dangerous and they shouldn't do it. But it's called personal responsibility and common sense. This is just one more thing to pull you over to make more revenue, or just an excuse to pull you over to search your car. Those are her comments. Imagine if she was the sheriff or police chief. Do you think there would be these predatory schemes to cannibalize a community that we see predatory policing? And that this is a real issue, has been for years. Just do a search in your favorite search engine for predatory policing. You'll get all kinds of search results. May 4th, if I do a search, this is what I get. May 4, 2015, Huffington Post, police research group shocked by predatory ticketing practices in St. Louis County. That's one. We've talked about that. Uh, predatory policing. The Marshall Project is an interesting collection of articles on the subject. We talked about that in the past. The Daily Cause, Predatory Policing, September 2nd, 2015. Police1.com, SC lawmaker would prohibit predatory policing policies. An interesting article. Harvard Law Review, I've talked about this before, policing and profit. Harvard Law Review, April 10, 2015, that piece. The Washington Post, Trivial Pursuits and Predatory Policing, an op-ed, interesting piece. There have been a number of articles written on the subject, and of course, at some point, invariably, you encounter Radley Balko's work on a very parallel nature. So imagine if Tina Kunishige was sheriff and people like her. We wouldn't have the capitulatory, sycophantic, prostrated culture in what really should be a higher level of conduct in society, the halls of the institutions that have been historically entrusted to protect and serve. These days, are they protecting and serving? And the question then, if they are, becomes protecting whom, or protecting what and serving whom? As I've asked for quite some time. Because if you ask the average person how they feel, the average citizen, the common man, if you will, in America today, if you see a heavy police presence in an area, do you feel safer, especially when you're driving? No, everyone feels like a criminal because there's more and more surreptitious probable cause to pull anyone over for anything. Oh, I saw you touch your hair, like Tina Kunishige is talking about. I saw you wave your hand. Did you have a phone? It looked like you had a phone in your hand if you're in Washington now. I saw you. You had your phone. How can you see that? For example, oncoming traffic, how can you see? Or even following someone. All that's going to do, quite frankly, in my humble opinion, is increase traffic accidents and fatalities. Why? Because people are going to be sneakier about it. They're not going to do hands-free. It's going to make people sneakier. This is what happens. Paul wrote about it in Romans chapter 6 through 8, in particular chapter 7. The law is antagonistic to the flesh. We only need one law to know that we can't keep the law. So what's the remedy? Like I said, 2 Peter chapter 1. Passing more laws only proves that we're lawbreakers. In simple terms, people will get sneakier about it. And so it's kind of ironic, you know, in a predatory policing culture, we have the new Washington DUI law rollout. Tina Meyer used as evidence, surreptitious evidence of a beggar thy neighbor balkanization approach in a predatory policing culture, sick culture, by the way. What does this do? A DUIE law, driving under the influence of electronics? It's so ridiculous. It's very stigmatizing, obviously. Reminds me of Russell's words in The Impact of Science on Society. Diet, injections, and injunctions will combine to produce a sort of behavior. It's a behavior modification program. It's an injunctive, another injunctive behavior modification program. That's what it is. It isn't meant to punish people. Sure, it's not. And the Patriot Act is patriotic. Going back to yesterday's broadcast, I hate to disagree, and I mean no disrespect, but we have to be leery of things that are named the way they are. The fair tax, for example, is one of those things. So anything that's named a fair tax, beware. The Constitution, with the word apportionment, settles all of those discussions, but we've lost all of that in ambiguity and obfuscation. The Bruschaver case, most notably, perhaps. So, stigmatizing diet injections and injunctions, in this case, injunctive behavior modification program, it isn't meant to punish people, though. Of course not. It never is. But like I said, this will make people sneakier and causing more accidents. It will cause more accidents. People will be sneaky. They'll try to get away with it. Of course they will. What's that going to lead to? Well, we have to toughen the laws. And you heard Tina Meyer, the lady whose son was killed in the 2015 incident. And that's a tragedy. Again, I don't want to downplay that. But you heard her say, this will teach people. No, passing this will not teach anyone anything. That's not how teaching works. At the very least, if it did, it would be remedial. This never teaches anyone anything. Think about it. What has anyone ever learned from a law being passed? In a practical sense, it doesn't work that way. Most people probably don't even know this was passed in Washington. They'll find out about it pretty quickly, though. This happens all over the country in states where they already have laws. Washington already had laws on the books that made it illegal to talk and text on the phone. You couldn't talk or text on the phone. In other words, you can't have it in your hand already. Now there's a DUIE law. That's going to help. There was already a law on the books in 2015. So, as I said, this will make people sneakier like it already did, which probably was... related to the unfortunate death, the tragic death of Tina Meyer's son. And so now I would be surprised if there weren't more scenarios like the tragedy that Tina Meyer described, where her son was struck by a distracted motorist. That's the unfortunate reality. Personal responsibility and common sense, as Tina Kunishigi put it, is not something that you get from passing laws. It comes before that. You don't need to pass laws. It's the opposite, actually. This creates an anemia and an apathy, as I've said before. It's like bumper bowling. The best analogy I can think of, the best parallel, is bumper bowling. We're not good bowlers, so we're going to inflate some of those bumpers in the gutters of the lane and pretend that we're good bowlers. So the ball bounces off the bumpers of either side of the lane so it doesn't go into the gutter, because there are the inflated bumpers, you know, that you put up for kids. And you pretend you're a good bowler. Those bumpers don't make you a good bowler. By the contrary, if you start to rely on them, then you become lazy and you're a less proficient bowler. That's what this does. Same thing as the health insurance. Same thing as the car insurance. You become reliant on things you ought not. Or so I see it, perhaps I should say. Anyway, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. One or two break, stick around.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Welcome back. Phone lines are open, like I said, and speaking of phones, let's go to the phones and grab Larkin, Texas, the great republic. It's not just a state, it's a republic. Republic of Texas. Lark, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hey, how are you?
Good, thanks.
Just
the kind of voice I'd appreciate hearing from with, that kind of subject matter.
Well, your mention of virtue, morality, and religion, of course, can get anyone thinking.
Hopefully.
When you mentioned the fair tax, I couldn't help but smile, because what was immediately called to my mind was the quotation from Joseph Stalin: "We shall rule by slogans."
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I took note that I have a queue, I have in my queue to watch when I get around to it, is an interview of E. Michael Jones, the Catholic guy, academic, book author, and it's called "Have We All Become Jews?" Have We All Become Jews on YouTube. And then earlier today, I was reading the reviews on Amazon for a book written, I think, about 1993 called The Leipzig Connection. The Leipzig Connection. And, of course, Dr. Dennis Cuddy wrote an article. It's called The Leipzig School. And, of course, Leipzig is spelled L-E-I, P as in Paul, Z as in zebra, I, G as in George. The Leipzig Connection on Amazon and The Leipzig School by Dr. Dennis Cuddy.
And his article, I think, is on News with Views, isn't it, that one?
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, you know, when people try to say that communitarianism is communism, I say, well, you know, there is not only the Frankfurt School that we can point to, critical theory and so forth and so on,
mm-hmm.
You know, that largely these people immigrated from Weimar Germany to the U.S. A lot of them ended up at Columbia University. But we have to take note of the Leipzig School, mm-hmm. which goes back to the 1880s, right about the time of the chartering of the Fabian Society.
Mm-hmm.
So the bottom line is I wonder if virtue, morality, and religion can fix stupid. Because that's what's happened today. And, you know, a word I particularly like that I wish our RBN listeners would, you know, take to heart and take to mind and then imagine a picture. And, of course, it's a French word. I've mentioned it before. It's called engrenage, which is spelled E as in Edward, N as in Nancy, G as in George, R, E as in Edward, N as in Nancy, A-G-E, engrenage. And it means gearing, loosely. But what the way I style it is sequencing the inevitability of events. And for that, what we have to imagine is a Rube Goldberg cartoon of some fanciful, almost comical machine.
Say that again. Engrenage means gearing loosely or sequencing. Say that again.
Sequencing the inevitability of events.
Mm-hmm. That's a great.
You get that?
Yeah.
I think so, because see, most people don't realize that you know, they are very much like a gear wheel.
Yeah.
In this society. We are attached to. Go ahead.
Well, I would just add to that. You know, that reminds me of the Rand Corporation's game theory studies from the 70s and the iterative prisoner's dilemma, and the way that that scenario was applied to so many things to do just that, to sequence the inevitability of events in a way that is almost imperceptible. Certainly to the average person. And so they think that they're engineering their own future or, you know, whatever.
Well, you know, we were all socially engineered, whether we want to admit it or not.
Mm-hmm.
And so were our parents and grandparents and great-grandparents. And, you know, Blake Sawyer did a 1 hour with Jeff Rentz last night. I mean, it was fantastic, and I've communicated with the guy. He's moving to Costa Rica with his family. And so I emailed him last night, a reply to his email. I said, you know what, I had two former clients that both bought property and relocated to Costa Rica. And one of them was a nanotech project manager at Texas Instruments. And the other one described himself as a country lawyer.
As a what?
A country lawyer.
Okay.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Now, what would a nanotech project manager at Texas Instruments and a country lawyer know about what's going on that the average American does not? That they would want to get the hell out of Dodge and move to this tropical paradise called Costa Rica. Mm-hmm. And, of course, I talked to them at the time about communitarianism and the reality of communitarian law. Now, even the lawyer had never heard of this. Huh. I said, it's real simple. Just type into your search engine. You do use a computer, yes. The man is probably about 70 now. The lawyer, the project engineer, is probably about 60. And now both of these people were well-to-do. They owned property. They had grown children. The country lawyer has a son who's also a lawyer. But I said, just type in, what is communitarian law, and tell me it's not real. What is communitarian law in any search engine? And yet, as you know, Chris, one thing that sticks in my craw is if you're not talking about money and you're not talking about law, I mean, these are the things in life that basically guide our daily actions, our behavior, our activities. Mm-hmm. You know, you've touched upon these topics many times. And I know myself, I've asked myself, well, what is law? And, of course, like yourself, I always imagined that law could be scientific law, could be universal law, could be spiritual law. It could be the law of the King James Bible, the Ten Commandments, the New Testament, et cetera, et cetera. But the truth of the matter is that I really have to ask, how can virtual morality and religion be a solution to anything when it's so hard to fix stupid? I mean, I can't tell you how many people back in the 60s and 70s told me they were Christians. And by most outward appearances, they were kind, decent, charitable people. And they seemed to follow at least the first two commandments. And yet, I found out that they were happily serving in the United States military, murdering strangers in foreign lands.
Do we still have Lark? Something happened? Huh. Well, hopefully we get Lark back. In the meantime, I don't know what happened to your connection, Lark, but very interested. Hear what you have to say, and like you say, I mean, it's interesting how we get propagandized. The way I would put it, it's fascinating how far we've come. What a marked departure from the words of the founding fathers. You read the words of James Madison, for example, the father of the Constitution, who talked about the dangers of standing armies and an overgrown executive, et cetera, et cetera. Now we have the Department of Defense, which is an oxymoron. It doesn't defend anything. It is the Department of Offense. It goes around the world offending. And so that is a provocative irony. How people sit in pews today and hear people say, you know, we need to go bomb them people here and there and turn this place into a parking lot or a sheet of glass or whatever. And how would we feel if people around the world were saying that about us? What kind of sentiment is that imbibing in the world, unfortunately? I would make my only two other remarks at this point on your comments, Lark. I would say to the comment about there is a Frankfurt School, but there's also the Leipzig School. I would say, and don't forget the Prussian model, speaking of creating mindless idiots, and the military service issue is particularly, that's a particular aspect of the Prussian model. But also, as far as the E. Michael Jones Have We All Become Jews interview, I would say disambiguation is always important there, because we shouldn't conflate the what even Jesus said in Revelation 2:9 and 3:9 with what Paul said in places like Romans 2 and Romans 9. So anyway, those are my only two remarks to that effect. But do we have you back, Lark? Oh, well, shoot. All right, well, I hope we get him back. That's unfortunate. Right in the middle of a point. Always great to hear from you, Lark. I hope we get you back. Let's go back to the phones real quick and grab Fred in Michigan. Fred, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hey there, Chris. Can you hear me all right?
Yep. Go ahead, Fred.
Okay, good. I've got the smartphone in a box, so I'm testing this out. If it sounds, distortion-y, let me know, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, man.
So far, so good.
Wesley Clark, you in the past, had cited his presentation at the Presidio, the Commonwealth Club, back in 07,
right.
November, I think, October,
right.
Whatever. And
yes.
What really smacked me up the side of the head in his presentation in that particular installment was his exact words, I'm glad or I'm happy that we invaded Afghanistan. Really?
Yeah.
So, Pat Tillman, I was searching all over for evidentiary proof that Pat Tillman had recorded and jawed about, Army Rangers, Marines, British SF, or SAS, whatever, guarding the opium, heroin, poppy fields. Well, sure enough, I stumbled upon a site called TrueDemocracyParty.net. And True Democracy Party.net, I think, is affiliated with Veterans Today. But back in May of, I think, 2012, they did this installation, this installment report about CIA, Mossad, suiciding American soldiers who dare to speak out about their real-world exploits in providing security for the Afghan poppy fields. Tillman had recorded in his journal, which he had kept since high school at least, 3 days before he was murdered by friendly fire, three closely spaced short burst fire to the head, according to the military pathologist who demanded an investigation and never got it because George W. Satanic Skull and Bones cheerleader W. Bush took some executive action against that, preventing any kind of disclosure of that intel data from the pathologist. So anyway, he was murdered, and strangely, when I reviewed the testimony of his brother Kevin and his mother, who authored a book, Boots on the Ground, and Tillman's buddies before Congress, not one mentioned Pat Tillman's recording in his journal about the opium, heroin, poppy fields that they all were providing security for. And that valley where he was murdered might as well have been another 33rd degree parallel Dealey Plaza scenario. Okay. There was no fire from enemy forces. That was all a staged event.
Yep.
So
absolutely.
Well,
and even the most pedestrian accounts of the events that day should leave people thinking really exactly what you're saying. I mean, even by the most, the most sanitized versions that you find like on the History Channel and so forth, it's completely suspicious. It's all the oxymoronic friendly fire scenario. Yep.
And you know what, Chris? Look, let's ask the question, who benefits And since every one of these Congress preachers swears an oath of office, that's a verbally consummated contract with the electorate, taxpayer, populace. No escaping it. It is what it is, okay? And the taxpayer, electorate, populace pays their salaries, another contract. Everything in government is trust contract law. All of their revenues go into trust fund accounts, including, by the way, Chris, your very own Social Security trust bond account. It's called the Treasury Direct Account. There are people on YouTube, Chris, who prove beyond any doubt, and they're doing this. They're accessing a billion-dollar account from the original birth record, which we all have, which was all converted into a registered security asset in the U.S. Department of Commerce, which is traded on Wall Street every day of your life, which is the only reason for the death certificate, because it cancels the account. Okay?
Right.
So
which
every day
should,
and all
should
you gotta
get
do is call
thinking
up
what the phrase the full faith and credit of the American people means. It has been adulterated and perverted, and what you're saying, yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
So there are people, Chris, on internet, even a CPA at the Lighthouse Law Club, Mark Emery something, and they do a presentation, Chris, you got to see it, something about banking fraud exposed. This tax attorney in a court proceeding is interrogating a bank loan officer regarding the intrinsic fraud of all loan processes, whether it's student loan, mortgage, et cetera. It's all the same fraud process because, Chris, remember Paul Harvey, sign on the dotted line, rest of the story. Well, when I got curious one Saturday, I scoped out the signature line on a check from a credit union, abracadabra miniature dot matrix authorized signature. Okay, well, guess what, Chris? According to Federal Reserve banking law in the UCC, which was brought up by this tax attorney interrogating the bank loan officer, the original document, wedding document, the original promissory note that the contracting borrowing party creates with his or her autograph as an authorized signature, isn't that in reality a bona fide cash value deposit in a new account, and all you do is issue your own bank draft against that? And yeah. Okay, well, whose property is that promissory note that you deposit as a cash deposit and then sell to investors as a registered security asset? Well, yeah, that would be the person that signed it, the contracting borrower. So what ultimately happens in this proceeding is evidentiary proof that no one has ever, student loans, car loans, mortgages, nobody, man, they paid it. They funded the loan themselves according to Federal Reserve banking law of the UCC. It's all there, man. And then we have a billion-dollar trust fund account, okay, on the back of your Social Security card. There's some numbers, a letter that designates a regional FedRes bank. You call them up. Here's my exemption income number. That's the Social Security number without hyphens. Then they give you a routing number, and you use the routing number to use your Social Security trust bond account to pay off car loans. There's a woman that bought an $80,000 Tesla car at a dealership using this exact same process. But the first thing you got to do, Chris, is you get with the guys in Delaware, escapeharassment.com. It's called the Security Agreement Indemnity Bond Financing Statement, because what that does, the Security Agreement Indemnity Bond totally forever secures my holder in due course priority interest rights in my name, my property that was converted into the straw man corporate trust entity which is the source of all this. Okay, so with that on, with that recorded with the Secretary of State, it's called the UCC, Uniform Commercial Code Office, and every state's DMV. You record it at the county level. Abracadabra, man, we now have control of a $1 billion account to discharge everything, property taxes, anything you need to do. It's fully accessed and discharged by that process. And the guys in Delaware, escapeharassment.com, they're the masters of that. They started doing conferences on the phone 20 years ago about this, man.
Well, I would like to be encouraged by anything of that nature. I have experienced enough, lived long enough, experienced enough personally, and much of it vicariously through close friends and compatriots, to know that Friedrich Bastiat was certainly right when, in Economic Sophisms, he wrote, when plunder becomes a way of life for a group of men in a society, over the course of time, they create for themselves a legal system that authorizes it and a moral code that justifies it, which is obviously an oxymoron, but that's the point of Economic Sophisms. But the point I'm making is I have, for over a decade, which doesn't maybe seem like a long time for some people, but I mean, I spent more than 10 years ago, I spent 1 year, about 2,000 hours worth of research, which was essentially a full-time job, lots of late nights, sleepless nights, and sleepless weekends, researching things like this, the kind of confluence of what you're talking about with some of the other things that I've talked about, the administrative state, fourth branch stuff, religious, political, economic, etc., the way that all of these things have been, the intrigue and deception has been perpetrated on the American people. Anyway, throughout that experience of over a decade, I've seen friends come up against this, what I would call steely monolith. And it's interesting how whenever we point to the cracks in their monolith, usually we're kind of doing their heavy lifting for them. They use that information to then brick up any cracks or seams in their steely monolith. And it's very difficult to, it's virtually impenetrable in my personal experience. I've seen a lot of people do a lot of things. I'm not personally acquainted with the example that you're talking about specifically, but I'm, like I said, I would like to be encouraged. I think that taking anything that doesn't belong to us is problematic, and we have a history of that in America in a variety of ways.
Chris,
I think we need to get away from. Yeah,
Chris, let me interject. All of this is valid because it's pursuant to the corporate bankruptcy of 33 when they authorized the secret hypothecation of everyone's sweat equity, labor, their identity with the original birth record, et cetera. So they have the provision. It's in the statutory code. And the people who got onto it, like the guys in Delaware, Escape Harassment, they used to advertise in RBN all the time. It's all about, hey, man, the age of consent means now I have the opportunity, supposedly, to agree to allowing corporate government attorneys who are all satanic Talmudic Jews from the lowest to the highest level, and that's why you now have a U.S. Senate, I think unanimous decision, to permanently penalize people who go against Israel in the boycott, divest, sanction movement. They want to put people out of business. It's in your face. We have to be equally bold. Okay, fine. Well, Israel, we have been contributing taxpayer revenues since 1948. Also, the Fed Res, every chairman, every vice chairman, every treasury secretary, like Robert Rubin, who bailed out Mexico during the Clinton crime regime. Okay, all that money has to be recalled. All the money, they want to play hardball, right? All the money, we should be calling the U.S. senators in every state and the Congress of people. The rep.
We got to step back, though.
We want all our money recalled.
Is funny. Anyway, yeah, we're headed into a break, folks. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth?
Broadcast, and we're on the phones. We have Fred in Michigan on the line, and Fred, my only comment, I suppose, maybe I would add in my perspective, Like I said, I want to be encouraged, and I appreciate you mentioning what you're mentioning. My only thought in all of that is always the answer to hypothecation, and that's an interesting word. For those not familiar, it sounds like hocus pocus because it is, but that's a different point. The answer to hypothecation, though, in my opinion, is not redirection or further hypothecation. The answer to intrigue and deception is not conscription or hijacking of it, nor more of it. The answer to evil is not more evil, or as Mom used to say, two wrongs don't make a right. That's all I'm saying. I think, like I said earlier and in previous broadcasts, 2 Peter chapter 1 is kind of the answer, and we need to do away with those kinds of systems of intrigue and deception and perpetrating kind of the perpetuation of fraud, I would say.
Simplicity. Chris, I'm glad you brought it up. There's a guy on YouTube, David Merrill. It's called the Federal Reserve Act 1913 Remedy Under Common Law. And this is in Colorado and elsewhere where they prove, according to this, Title 4 U.S. Code, Section 1211 or something like that. Maybe it's Title 12 U.S.C. Section 411. Anyway, it's where the provision exists to exchange FRNs for actual, like treasury notes or silver certificates at a Federal Reserve. I guess it'd have to be a Federal Reserve regional bank, maybe. I don't know. But it's about a 30-minute presentation, and he lays it all out. And it's there, man. It's in the UCC, part of the United States Code. And I mean, the option, you know, those provisions exist. The problem is we've been programmed, we become apathetic, complacent, and that's communitarianism, man. Lark mentioned Fabian Society, communitarianism, New World Order. I finally got around to looking at that on YouTube. It's only about 6 minutes, man, but it is just the quintessential, perfect primer to all things communitarianism, man. I mean, it's just astonishing. It gets into ICLEI, the Fabian Society. It shows some of the founding members. It gives many of their famous quotes. Amitai Etzioni at George Washington University, who founded the Institute of Communitarian Policy Studies. He authored a book called From Empire to Community, The New Golden Rule also, and Security First. Well, that's what we're experiencing. Amitai Etzioni lays it
all out. Absolutely. Great points, Fred. And that's a great point to go out on, actually. I appreciate your remarks. Thanks, Fred. Thanks, Lark. Thanks to all the listeners. I hope it was informative. And as always, it truly is an honor and a pleasure. Stay tuned for Dr. Deagle. Take care. God bless. We'll catch you on the other side.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.